This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Apple has announced plans to invest more than $500 billion in the United States and hire 20,000 people over the next 4 years. Let's get details from Ben Berkowitz, managing editor with news agency Axios. Ben, thank you so much for taking time with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan.
Why is this announcement from Apple so significant?
There's a couple of reasons. One, just the sheer scope of it, $500 billion of investment in the U.S. is, of course, an eye-popping number, and some of the internal details, like the 20,000 jobs that they intend to create. But also the significance here is that, as President Trump has talked about levying tariffs and trying to remake American manufacturing, this is exactly the kind of announcement he's looking for. Big American companies bringing manufacturing back to the United States instead of building factories overseas.
What kind of jobs are we talking about?
These are mostly going to be high-tech jobs. Apple has talked about people to design and build chips, design and build servers, work on AI. The majority of these, if not the vast majority, are going to be high-end, high-tech jobs and presumably high-paying jobs as well.
Where could we look for Apple to put these jobs and maybe create facilities?
They've talked about a few states around the country, places like Arizona, where TSMC is already doing some chip manufacturing, places like Michigan, Texas as well. If you go back and look at their announcement, most of the expansion they're talking about is in, you know, what you would typically call red states. And that seems to be the largest focus of their spending.
How does this benefit Apple?
It gives them their own pipeline. You know, the AI market is so competitive, and one of the big bottlenecks in AI right now is not just capacity, but also hardware, just simply getting the chips to build the servers, to build the data centers. By building more of their own, building more chips, building more data centers, doing more of their own sort of everything in that supply chain, it gives them some security and some certainty that maybe some of their competitors don't quite enjoy.
Does it help them avoid the impact of some of the tariffs that are expected?
There's that, too. It's entirely possible. You know, the thing with the tariffs is there have been a lot of announcements, but relatively little has actually gone into effect. And so it's still not entirely clear what's coming, when, or who it'll impact. But certainly to the extent the administration is spending a lot of time and energy talking about tariffs and thinking about tariffs, it's Apple at least feels it's to their benefit to get ahead of that.
Now, obviously, this is very early in the announcement. Any thoughts on how much this might change where Apple does get its components or assembles its products? Because it's my understanding it gets many components in Asia.
And that won't change by and large. This will This will do some things around chip supply. This will do some things around final assembly. And certainly, you know, it'll help whatever issues they may have in that regard. But at the end of the day, you're right. They're still going to get a tremendous quantity of everything, really, you know, from all components and all parts of the supply chain via Asian markets. And that won't change much.
And would you expect the same for where it assembles products?
That's part of this as well. So they're going to do some assembly in Texas. They're talking about doing some chip stuff in Arizona. A big component of this also, frankly, is investment in training. You know, they're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money on investing in manufacturing, investing in partners who can do manufacturing, investing in training for next generation workers who can do things around AI and chips, et cetera. So it's, while manufacturing is part of it, there's also a bit of a long game here as far as the sort of the workforce and the supply chain.
What does this ultimately mean for the American consumer?
It's a great question. And the answer is it may not necessarily mean much. You know, what Apple's talking about here is chips and servers and equipment for very, very high-end applications. And so that will have impacts on businesses. It will potentially filter its way down to consumer products eventually, kind of like Apple Intelligence in the latest iPhones. It may make it less expensive for Apple to expand that platform more quickly, and so consumers may get better access to more things. You know, in terms of prices for consumers on the things that they buy today, this probably isn't the kind of announcement that moves that needle.
I know this is stretching a bit looking at this, but is this a situation where, because Apple is making such a significant investment, other companies may watch this over the next couple of years and see if it's feasible for them?
It is entirely possible that at a minimum, the White House will take this announcement and point to it in conversations with other companies and say, Apple has done this, why can't or won't you do it? Because again, it does really get to the heart of what the administration is trying to do with reshoring manufacturing, bringing it back to the U.S. And so, yeah, I mean, this will be watched very, very closely to see how the money gets spent and what kind of success Apple gets out of it.
Ben, thanks for your reporting. Where can our listeners find your work?
Axios.com and the various Axios newsletters, all of which you can subscribe to on our website.
I love your newsletters. That is Ben Berkowitz, managing editor at Axios, joining us this morning on KMOX. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Megan. Appreciate it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.